Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's catch up with Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Wrap. Hello, Neil.
Good morning, Steve.
Back page of the paper is Gerrard up for the cop. And they love the sensational headline, yep. Which they'd be just as happy to shoot him down, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And this goes back to what we were saying about it's great having your podcasts and actually your fan base writers these days who portray it in a more sort of...
There's more shades of grey.
Yes.
In all of this sort of stuff, there's more shades of grey. So, you know, there's tons of reasons why Steven Gerrard might want to come back to Liverpool. Absolutely tons of reasons why he might want to come back to Liverpool. And not least, one of those could simply be that's where he's settled with his family. The idea that he's just had the nonsense at LA where he didn't realise entirely how much moving around there'd be. And they didn't entirely commit to coming over. And now it's what we up sticks and we all go to MK Dons. Well, firstly, they don't need to for lifestyle reasons. But secondly, there's the idea, well, this is where your friends and family are. So how can I be useful? It'll be what Gerrard's thinking, because he's 35, he's 36 years old, and he doesn't want to be sitting around the house from that. He could do, but the idea as a human that he spends the next 30 years, if you said to him, you know, this is the old lottery winner's conundrum, it'd be nice for a bit to win the lottery and do nothing and have a year off and all that sort of stuff. For all of us, we could all probably do with a year off. But then the idea of, well, then what you do for the next 30 years of your life, what, just basically sit in front of the telly, go travelling every now and again whenever you feel like, well, that's if you've got children as well, you've got to get those children educated. So you've got to literally do something to fill your days. And if you're Steven Gerrard, what could you do to fill your days? And one of those things is coach young footballers, explain to them what the expectations are at Liverpool Football Club, but also in general, what are the expectations in life? Be the person who's gone, listen, whatever it is you've gone through, you're going to go through. I've gone through it. Have me be your first phone call. It's going to be hard, this, in places, because it is hard to be a footballer. Lots of things that we get to take for granted as normal people, like, for instance, going out and maybe being a bit inappropriate, as we all have been at some point probably in the last 4 weeks, broadly speaking. If Wayne Rooney does it once, it ends up on the front pages of the papers. And so there's lots of aspects of being a footballer that, you know, obviously we'd all love loads of them. But there's tons and tons of downsides, tons and tons of downsides. So having someone who's lived through both the positives and the negatives, the downsides, and having that person at a football club, whoever it may be, can only be a good thing. And when that person simultaneously the nearest thing you're going to get to a living legend, well, then all the better. Because, you know, if you've got a 16-year-old lad in front of you and he's not listening to his coach, and then his coach is Steven Gerrard, then who is he going to listen to?
Have you been to Milton Keynes? You don't exactly go from LA to Milton Keynes. I don't think that is the sort of the living environment equivalent. Let's talk with Liverpool writer Chris Williams as well. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Steve. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Chris.
So, Steven Gerrard, would you like to see him back at Anfield in some capacity, Chris?
I'd snap his hand off to get him into the academy. And you just said it, the experience he'll bring of one coming through that academy process. And Neil's quite rightly said, if you're 12, 13 or even 16 and you've got Steven Gerrard as your coach, I think you're going to raise your game time and time again. I think it can only be good to get somebody like that back in the club in the right capacity. I think it would be wrong to throw him into the inner circle, as you said. That's too much too soon. Let him build his way up the old boot room way. I think he's prime candidate for that. And yeah, I'd love to see him back in the club in some concept.
Well, what's his path, Neil? How does it work? It works different for different players. Paul Ince started at the very bottom, didn't he? Ryan Giggs was an assistant manager at Manchester United straight away.
The path thing's an interesting thing, because you're presuming that he wants the path to lead to being a manager.
I'm not presuming anything. He might not want that.
He might not want that. And someone said recently, you know, if he turns out to be Ruben Bennett or Tom Saunders, then that's not just fine, that's brilliant. You know, because a football club needs people like that as much as it needs a Bill Shankly and a Bob Paisley.
Okay, and, well, you've met him. I've met him. I know him as well. What do you gain from his personality that you
he's
think?
Very smart. Yeah. And that's always the
he's
thing
intelligent,
took,
isn't he?
He's a really
he's
smart
more
fella.
Intelligent than people think he is.
Much
as well.
Smarter than people think he is. Yeah, really, really smart fella. Quite, you know, he's clearly incisive in the way in which he goes about his business, because he's used to that sort of environment where, you know, if you can say it, and it's an important thing in coaching. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I'd probably be an awful coach, is that, you know, don't say it with 25 words if you can say it with five. And Steven Gerrard will say it with five. And no, I think he's smart. I think he's incisive. I think he's straightforward. I think he's honest. To be honest with you. And I think he backs his... I think maybe, if anything, you could end up saying, and one of the reasons why, for instance, I don't personally think his path ends with being a manager, if anything, you could almost say he's too honest, that he's too loyal. that I think that you've got to be to you know, there's lots and lots of tales of the moment where Shankly had to be ruthless and that he found it harder than, for instance, Bob Paisley did. But managers have to be ruthless. Jurgen Klopp has been ruthless and will remain ruthless. Whereas I think that I would wonder whether or not Steven, because of how honest and loyal he is, yeah, he'll cut you down and he'll be sharp, but I think he's probably very loyal to his friends and to his men, if you know what I mean. And I think that might be something which he could
struggle
with. I don't
think he's got the killer streak in him. I don't think that is him. And that's why you need a team.
I think he likes footballers too much.
Yeah. Chris, just in terms of the first job he takes managerially, presuming he goes down that road, how important is it to you that he does well in that job, that he doesn't do an Alan Shearer?
Well, if he's going to come into the youth academy, it really doesn't matter what the results he grinds out are. It's not about results at that youth level. It's about developing the players. And if he doesn't win a game with the under-16s, but he turns out players who in 3-4 years' time can go on and win the league, then that's all that matters at the end of the day. And I think he would be right in that youth concept. And maybe you are right. Maybe he hasn't got that killer instinct to be, you know, the top manager, and maybe he doesn't want that, as you quite rightly said. But if he's going to come into the youth setup, it doesn't matter what the result is at the end of the day. It's the way the players develop.
I suppose I'm digging at if he gets a job further on. You know, if he decides, and it isn't the Liverpool job, so we're talking about Milton Keynes, he turns that down. Whatever first managerial job he decides to take, how important is it that that is absolutely the right job for him?
It's massive, because he'll be judged on that. He won't be judged as Steven Gerrard, the manager. He'll be judged as Steven Gerrard, the player who won the European Cup, can't even manage a League One side and get them promoted. So he's going to have to really pick the team that not just fits himself, fits his ideals. So, you know, maybe Milton Keynes wasn't the right area for him, but as Reading Report and The Echo, Jamie Carragher said, maybe the chairman might have been the right person for him. So he's got to choose the right setup. The chairman's more important than the club at the end of the day when you're starting out. You need someone that's going to believe in you and give you the time and develop you and not just sack you after 4 games because you're not winning the European Cup.
Do you think you're going to be happy with Steven in and about the territory?
I don't think it'd be happening if he wasn't happy with it. So I think that's, you know, I'd say that's the one thing that's absolutely crystal clear with the way Liverpool's being run at the moment, is that, you know, I don't think Jürgen's in every room for every meeting, for every conversation, but nothing significant happens without him saying, yep, I'm behind that. So yeah, I think if Steven Gerrard comes back to Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp's in favour of it. Yes, we know this. I think we can take that as read. I think the other thing that's really, I'm really pleased that Chris mentioned it actually, that you can't actually find out the results of Liverpool's under-16s. It's very, very difficult to find it out. They said they don't publicise it. They don't put it on the website. Yeah, and the reason why is because as Chris says, the results don't matter.
Don't judge them.
Don't judge the players. Don't judge the staff who are working there off the basis of, you know, they could get beat 7-0, but they could get beat 7-0 because they decided to play everyone out of position, so they get used to a new position, so that they think about what they do and how it interacts with elsewhere on the team. We don't know. I'm saying they got beat. I don't know if they got beat 7-0. They went to 1-7-0. My point is, you actually can't find that out, and that's hugely responsible from Liverpool Football Club. I mean, it's easy often to get on the club's back. It's not the same with all clubs, but it is the same. It is the case with Liverpool, and I think, as I say, it's hugely responsible from the football club that those lads are not under the pressure of people scrutinising or knowing what they're doing. And that doesn't just go for the players on the pitch, but it also goes for the staff. That the job is developing footballers and also developing young men, and that's something else which I think is something which football clubs have got to, in total, get better at, is that, you know, let's be honest about this. If we talk about Liverpool's under-16s at the minute, there'll be, maybe if we're doing well, 3 of them will go on to get games for Liverpool at some point, and one of them might genuinely make it at the club. Then beneath that, there might be 5, maybe 10 who go on and become professional footballers. But then beneath that, there'll be 5, maybe 10 who go on not to have a career in the game, and they've got to be ready for the rest of life, because they'll have obviously their first dream, and we all go through life and we all don't achieve what we want to achieve and we all don't achieve our dreams, but their first kick, if you know what I mean, will happen to them when they're 16, 17, and they need to be prepared for everything else. And again, Gerrard can definitely play a part in that, in terms of the fact that, you know, if he can be the person who explains why this hasn't happened for you, with the warmth that he has as a person and the intelligence he has as a person, that's a positive thing. But I think it's important to remember that all the way through, that the football clubs are not just developing superstars. They're developing firstly players for right the way through the four divisions in England, but they're also and that's just the nature of it. But they're also simply developing young men who are going to be turned round and are going to have to go and find something else to do with their lives, and that's a difficult, complex thing as well.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.